Well, good morning, everyone. What a blessing to be here with everyone here this morning and see all the faces again. I'm very blessed to be here. My thoughts are led this time to the 23rd Psalm in the Bible here. I'm going to start out by reading the Psalm 23, and then I'd like to break it down and share some thoughts that I have uncovered in the Psalm 23. I did some research on it and what the meaning of it is and what it's all about. We often hear this psalm recited at funerals and things. And so Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We are living in some very trying times, and Satan is trying to discourage people and deceive people all around us. We see things happening that we thought we would never see, but that's where we're at. And as I did some digging and some searching under this psalm here, one thing that I uncovered is that This 23rd Psalm is a very familiar piece of scripture, but it is often read at funerals. And when David actually wrote this psalm, it was actually meant for the living, for those of us who are living. It's for us to encourage us that are living to keep fighting on. He didn't write it from a throne, and he wrote it from experience that he had been through. He was a shepherd. He had been a hunted man. He was a forgiven sinner, and he had been a broken father. David was. It's actually a testimony of his life. And Psalm 23 shows us who God is when life is uncertain, and how a believer can walk with peace in every season that we go through. I'll start with the first verse here. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." A shepherd, the Lord is David's shepherd. And the shepherd provides water and food and all kinds of everything that we need. A shepherd, when he's watching a herd of sheep are very, very helpless. Out there in the hills, a flock of sheep, they cannot find water, and they have wolves, and they have lions, they have bears after them, and they get lost easily, and they're just helpless. So they need a shepherd, and that's what we need too. We need a shepherd. They can't defend themselves, and they cannot recover when lost. And David says in this first verse, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Then that's what it's not this distant. He says that is my shepherd. Sometimes God makes us lie down because we would never stop on our own. Rest is not laziness; it is obedience. We must rest. God wants us to rest. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He wants us to rest. Okay, then I'll go to the next verse, 3. "He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Restoration would imply that something had been broken. He restoreth my soul. So David knew failure. He had a moral failure, he had family failure, he had spiritual weakness. And if any of us in any of them areas, God will restore us. If we seek him, he will restore us. He wants to restore us. Amen. And David knew all these things, but yet God did not discard him. Sheep will often fall on their backs. A sheep out there in the hills, they'll be out there grazing. Somehow or another, they're messing around. If they end up falling on their back, they cannot get up. And shepherds call them, a sheep laying on its back out there in the hills, they'll call them a cast down sheep. An upside down sheep. They call them a cast down sheep. If they're not rescued, they will die. So God is a restoring shepherd. He lifts the fallen, he heals the wounded, and he leads again. And notice, is that in the past, he leads in this path of righteousness for his name's sake. He restores us not because we deserve it, but because he is faithful. And these just thoughts are blessing me. I hope that you get something out of this. The fourth verse, yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We all know, we all hit valleys in our life. We know that. Valleys are unavoidable, but they're only temporary. They're always temporary. Many times they're very, very dark when we're in a valley. It's very dark. And David says, notice it says, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He doesn't stay in there. He's walking through and he's going to go out the other side. You don't stay in there. And the rod, the rod protects us and the staff guides us. The shadow of death is not death itself. What it says, do I walk in the shadow of death? Death has no power when the light is near. Death has no power there. So I'll go to the next verse, number 5 and 6. Thou preparest a table for before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David, he ends this psalm not in fear, but in confidence. That's one thing that many of us, Satan is really, he's out roaming about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's out, he's eyeing every one of us that want to try to follow the Lord. He's looking at, he's trying to trip us up at every turn. And he is unmerciful and he's relentless. He will keep right on, he will just keep right on and keep right on. So let's not let him discourage us, and let's not get disheartened, and let's lift each other up, and no matter what happens around us, and let's just, we have to keep going. If we give up, then he wins, and that's what he wants. He wants us to give up. So God prepares a table in the presence of enemies, in the presence of my enemies, not after the battle, but during it. And the cup runs over. So God gives an abundance of grace. In a time of trouble, he will give you enough grace to get through the trouble. But in David's case here, David testified that my cup, not only was it filled, but it runneth over. God never left him. God was with him through all the trying times that he went through. Surely is not just a wish, it is assurance. When he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, and when he says surely, it is assurance in his heart that that's what will happen. And the psalm that ends in the pasture, the psalm begins in the green pastures, and it ends in the presence of God forever. And God, what we can take from this psalm, what I've just concluded here is God will provide for us everything that we need to get through this life whenever we're struggling or hurting or anything, trials or whatever we're facing. If we seek him, he will provide to us what we need to get through this. Whatever the battle may be, if it could be many, many things. And many of us, Many people around us, and we have all faced difficult, very, very difficult times. And sometimes it's just really, it's just, you don't know which way to turn. How are we going to get through this? And then if we do make a mistake or make an error in judgment, have a failure, if we are sorry and repentant, God will restore us. He will restore us. He will restore us, and He will put us back on our feet, and so we can continue on. And God walks with us. So wherever we are today in our journey in life here, if we are in green pastures, or if we're in a dark valley, or the shepherd has not changed, He will never change. He will always be there for us, and He will never forsake us. We have His word that He will never forsake us. And the Lord is my shepherd. Is He yours? We just want to make sure He's our shepherd. And I don't have a whole lot more than that there. I just thought I wanted to share that and try to give us courage and strength and the assurance to keep pressing on. And God is faithful, and He will not forsake us. And I decided about some of the things that I uncovered here, that what all was in this, like Brother Allen shared in Psalm 121, that was beautiful, them thoughts. And I just hope that we all take courage from this and keep pressing in and loving one another. And we have much work to do, and there's lots and lots of work to be done all around us. And we need everyone's help. We need to bind together and just love each other. As I said, I keep saying that. Just love will always prevail. Love is the key to many things in our life. And love will always prevail. It's always right to love. And whenever, any kind of situation you got, it's always right to love. That's what we need to do. So I'm just really, again, I'm very thankful to be here. I'm blessed to be in this with all you, brothers and sisters. And I pray that we can make it to the finish line. We don't know how far down the road it is, but it's not too far. But we need to keep pressing on. God bless you all.